Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. Pep Guardiola admits winning semi-finals has always been a tougher challenge for him than winning finals. The Man City boss insisted he cannot look ahead to a potential FA Cup final against Manchester United or Chelsea because he has had trouble reaching the showpiece occasions in the past. It does not seem to have been much of a problem for him at City, having won three League Cups and the FA Cup last season. Yet, the three Champions League semi-finals he lost at Bayern Munich raised questions about his ability at the time. He also lost an FA Cup semi-final to Arsenal in 2017, his first season at City, and the Gunners are again his opponents on Saturday as he bids to reach the final. Guardiola said though, "I don't know what to say, I'm not even thinking for one second about who our opponent could be in the final. I struggled a lot in my career in the semis, it was easier at the finals, I handled them much, much better." Meanwhile, looking at some early team news for that clash against the Gunners, and Sergio Aguero remains on the sidelines following knee surgery, but Guardiola's side are otherwise in good shape in terms of injuries ahead of the contest. Kevin De Bruyne and Aymeric Laporte were not used against Bournemouth last time out, but will return to the 11 for this match, while Raheem Sterling will also be back in the starting side. Claudio Bravo was expected to get the nod over Ederson between the sticks, having been City's FA Cup goalkeeper this season, but the Chilean is out with a muscular problem. And finally, City are set to do battle with Liverpool and Bayern Munich this summer for the signing of Sevilla's Diego Carlos. The Spanish side are under no pressure to sell the player, who has a €75 million release clause and who was signed for just €50 million a year ago. However, sporting director Monchi has a reputation for bringing through talent and then selling them on at a decent profit while still maintaining the integrity of the squad. It's unclear whether the Andalusians will insist on the player's release clause being met, but if it does come down to a battle between the three European heavyweights, selling to the highest bidder will surely be a possibility. That's all for now. We'll have more later.